Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at covering second day of the show, and I'm with Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
Yeah. Most people know your background. You got started in this tile business working in the marketing role for Dale Tile, and you've been doing this for about 20 years, haven't you?
In the industry, about 40 years, actually. So 27 with Dow and about 13 consulting.
Let's talk about the show. I'm actually encouraged because there's a lot of uncertainty in the market right now that the traffic here is at least as good as it was in Atlanta last year.
Most definitely. I can't wait to see the numbers when they come out. I think there's definitely going to be a lot of traffic. And the great thing is, even in light of all the tariffs, which I know we're going to talk about, you still see a lot of the support from the importers, which obviously we have to have. And we can't make it all ourselves. So I've been really pleased with the volume I've seen. Obviously, the TCNA Pavilion, the domestic suppliers, are getting a lot of attention, and correctly so, and also suppliers out of Mexico. So,
you know, I'm surprised I didn't see an American flag hanging off a few of their booths.
You know, now that you say that, I think I did see one. Maybe it was Portobello America had the flag, but somebody had a flag now that you mention it.
All right. So we learned this morning the TCNA, the Tile Council of North America, presented a couple of figures that are interesting. The consumption in the United States, 71% of the tile consumed in the U.S. is imported. And that's actually a point over last year, which is interesting, which means the domestic factories lost a point, interestingly. And also, consumption in the U.S. in 24 versus 23 in dollars was down 6.6%. Now, I know that could be argued one way or another, but at least it's a data point, right?
Certainly. And we look at the great thing about the dollars and cents is it's measured the same each way each year. That when all the imports include CIF. And like we've talked about in the past, 22, there was a big skyrocket of that. But at the end of the day, we measure the change year over year. So we see the variation from 23 to 24, and we'll see that decline. And I'll jump forward to even this year where we see big increase in the imports. You know, through March, it's like 13% or something. But if you look at the domestics, they're down, which I think is a much more accurate way to measure consumption, is in light of what the domestic manufacturers are doing, because of the fact that they don't have to stock up and inventory, distributors don't. But I think right now we see a lot of companies, and rightly so, stockpiling up some inventory, which will essentially throw off our consumption numbers if things don't get equaled out, or as we say, ceteris paribus, all things equal.
I'm with you. In January and February, everybody's bringing in tile, and we know it's not being consumed. So another little section of news that was given this morning is we're learning that the attempt to hold the India factories back because of the countervailing duties and the dumping is not going to be successful. They are only been charged with like a 3.5% duty, and that's like a penny a foot. If you are a domestic supplier, that's some bad news, right?
Oh, most definitely. In India, I think they have a lot of good accountants, and they're able to spin things a little bit, because even some of the prices that I'm quoted as a consultant when people are trying to get me to help them are ridiculously low, and I know enough about the cost to manufacture tile. It's not necessarily that inexpensive, but at the same time, that gets reviewed annually, so we'll see if more information comes out annually and see what goes from there.
All right, let's talk tariffs. That 71% of imported tile, much of it comes from Europe. And we're talking about, looks like there's going to be a 10% tax on products out of Europe. So that's probably where that stands. While that might sting just a little bit, it's actually the fall in the value of the dollar that's going to make the sting worse, because with the dollar being weaker, it buys less material, right?
Oh, yes. That's a combination, yes. And today, an importer has to be so much more sophisticated than they did in the past, because you're dealing with potentially much higher shipping rates like we did in COVID, in addition to that. And all the different things that you talked about are definitely going to be an issue. The tariffs right now, 8.5 is kind of the standard, or 9 on ceramic tile. Now we got the additional 10 on top of it, and people say, oh, we'll deal with it. You know, you take 5, I'll take 5, whatever it may be. Once we come to the head in July, if that's what it stays at, I think we can deal with it. I think we as an industry can deal with that. But if it goes higher by country, you know, and I think Europe, specifically the EU, is around 20%, that will be a challenge for most distributors. So great opportunity, for the domestic suppliers. And in a lot of cases, Kemp, they're saying, yeah, Sat, you're right, Joe, and I'm going to wait. I said, but everybody says they're going to wait, so you better get in line. And in some cases, I'm telling importers, you might even go to domestic manufacturers and ask them to develop your products. So there's still opportunities out there for them.
And as we understand it, there's about 20% capacity still left that can be utilized domestically. I mean, there are factories that have kilns that are laying idle, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. And each one varies a little bit, but you could probably say 20 to 30% of the capacity in the United States is idle right now.
So you put out a report. You walk around, and thanks for coming off the show floor for a quick second to do this interview, but you put out a report and you talk about products you've seen, product trends. What are you seeing out there right now?
We talk about gross margin dollars and profitability, and that's wall tile, true wall tile. We see that a lot of different ones coming out, and the Zellige looks and different handcrafted things. So that's an opportunity for distributors to make some gross margin dollars and not be so competitive because the project isn't as large, so consumers aren't necessarily shopping as hard. So it gives you that opportunity. But, you know, we go through cycles on the tile side, and right now the soft colors and the travertine are really hot, the cross and the vein cut, and the different takes of that. I've seen a lot of the fluted decos with it, and so we get those added features, and then you'll hear 3D or glue and grit, which is a new technology that they're using on porcelain floor tile that gives you the actual veining texture and feel and look. It's quite incredible. So that part of the technology advancement has been very exciting to be able to get more out of the inkjet and the visuals. It's not just the same old inkjet that we've been used to. And then we see a lot of limestones, which is very popular. A little bit of wood, you know, we went through our wood phase there, and a little bit of concrete, you know, but I see the soft travertine, and everybody's booth that I went to has a travertine this year.
Oh, you didn't mention terrazzo, did you?
You know, I'm a huge terrazzo fan for poured terrazzo. I think it's great that we've come up with that. It's kind of like some applications it works, and some manufacturers like to do the big chips, but they'll do that with the big panels, and that takes away from the look. But, you know, I shouldn't probably say it as a tile geek, but at the same time, poured terrazzo is one of the most beautiful, long-lasting floors you can get, but it's quite expensive.
Yeah, I think it's $20 a foot, and you can get it made out of porcelain for $18, right?
Yes, most definitely, yeah. The porcelain would definitely be a much more value added for you, yes.
Anybody building a factory in the U.S. Coming up?
Oh, great question, because, you know, the inquiries still come from foreign factories about wanting to do it. When I tell them the cost between $150 to $200 million, they think I'm smoking. After they do a little investigation, it's not an inexpensive venture here in the United States, and they look at that capital expenditure and think, in Europe, if I invest that much in capital in a project, I'll get paid back much quicker. So I think that's a big part of the hindrance. They also think that when they come to the U.S., it's the land of Oz, and they're going to get free land and free gas and free electricity. And while there's credits, it's not free completely, as some of the manufacturers who have built here, who are all happy they built here, I mind you, that they said that. But I think that the state of Tennessee definitely puts together a great package for foreign suppliers. And with all of the things we've had since 2019, we have not had a smooth importing structure, whether it's COVID, whether it's, you know, Putin, who doesn't like the tile industry with gas and bodies, or now we've got tariffs, or is it interest rates? What is it going to be next? Is it going to be the Houthis keep shooting at us or whatever? And we have to take care of them too.
All right, Joe, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Joe Lundgren, the consultant in the tile industry, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.